Hi, Freddy from Madball. I'm Darja, and welcome back again to Metalsoc Finland. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great, thanks. Listen, last time we met at your show in October 2010 in Italy, and we were talking about then new album Empire. And today, of course, we will mainly talk about your upcoming hardcore lives. But before, I'd like to ask you something about your rage and hardcore attitude. I know that there are many bands around, you know, of your same age, let's say. We are not talking about old age, but your same age, you are young guys, which are relegated to dinosaur status, but you carry the same rage and honor and rebellion that you have always done from the very first day, and you dare to embrace the responsibility of carrying on the rich New York hardcore tradition, which is unfortunately understood by few and imitated by so many. But please tell me, Freddy, is this because you are living what you speak each and every day and not just when you are doing music?
Well, thank you for the kind words, first of all.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for the acknowledgement, not only, you know, for me, but for the band and for New York hardcore. It's much appreciated. And thank you for, you know, the notice.
Well, your music is New York hardcore.
I think you hit it on the head. I think it is because, well, we're just genuine people, you know. I've always been, you know, what you see is what you get, for better or worse. You know what I mean? Like, I do live by my words. You know, I actually have a song on a new album called Mi Palabra, and that's what it means, my word. And I do live by my word, you know? And like I said, for better or worse, I live by my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. When I do something, I do it with my heart. I do it with passion. I do it with, you know, everything I have.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, and that's just... I don't know, that's just the way I am, you know, that's just the way I was born and brought up.
Yes. Everyday experiences and the way you live and as you said, that all the things you see around, that's for sure a very strong influence when doing music. One of your vital elements are, in fact, the lyrics. I could say that each word is up in your face and leave no choices but just to listen carefully to you guys and what you have to say. Freddy, please tell me more about the songwriting process for Hardcore Lives and how long it took.
I was just saying that it's not even just about everything, just that everything relates to hardcore even. You know, it's just about living, you know, life, you know, life experience, you know, it all comes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How long it took, I mean, to make these 17 songs?
Hardcore Lives? It's for a while. Well, some of the riffs, not the full songs, but riffs.
Yes.
About when we got together to put them together, you know, so...
Yes.
You know, in some ways you could say some of the music has been around for a while and has been, you know, a long time coming.
Yeah.
And then other songs were written, you know, in the moment, you know.
Okay.
And so it's a combination of those things, you know.
Yes.
We were happy to have them together, you know.
Okay, cool. The album is your 8th studio album. As I mentioned already, 17 killer songs without compromises. I know we don't have time to talk here about your song-by-song lyric breakdown, but they seem to be all the standalone songs, however talking strictly about your own everyday life between family, touring, and DMS crew. But what else would you like to tell me about the topics?
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about all sorts of things. You know, I think I write from my perspective, but I also think about what other people from different walks of life are gonna how they're gonna perceive it. You know, I mean, you know, I have to be honest. You know, I write what I feel first and foremost. You know, because if I try to cater to every single person that, you know, if I try to cater to every single person's perspective, I'd get too lost in technicalities, you know what I mean? I have to speak from the heart, you know, I have to speak from the soul. But I think that some of the things I address are things that a lot of different kind of people can relate to.
Yeah.
Family topics, you know, struggling with, you know, anxiety, you know, dealing with certain demons, you know, such as anger, you know, things like that, you know, human emotions, you know, human things, you know, not just about hardcore shows or hardcore this or hardcore that. It's not, you know, it's never been limited to just that, you know, it's always been about real experiences and real emotions and things of that nature, you know.
In fact, later on, we will talk about a sort of sentence which is talking about true school, not old school, but true school.
True school, that's right.
Yes, and I guess with your music we can really sense that it's talking about the true school.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, it is, you know.
Then the album has three hardcore singers as guests. Scott Vogel from Terror, Toby Morse from Age to Zero, and then sorry, I can't pronounce this. It's Cadiz Puopolo from Walls of Jericho. What can you tell me about these cooperations and how you came up to these choices?
Well, they're all friends. They're all friends and bands that we've toured with. You know, so there's a relationship there beyond just the fact that they're musicians or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just, certain songs had a certain vibe that I felt, you know, they should be on, you know?
Yeah.
That's just how it came out, you know? It was just like, this was the record where we were going to have features on it, you know? It didn't start out that way. But in the end, it turned out that way, and I'm happy it did, because I think, you know, for a long time I've been discussing, possibly doing a song with God, possibly doing a song with Toby, and then I had the idea for doing a song with Candace, and I don't know, it all just kind of came together as I listened to the songs and I started writing them. I just felt like certain people's voices should be on it, you know. So that's how it happened, you know. And you know, I'm happy for it, because I think this record, it's the perfect record to have guest features on it, you know.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk now about the title, Hardcore Lives. We
Hardcore
could say
Lives.
That yes.
Hardcore Lives,
Lives, okay, Hardcore Lives. We could say that it has a long history. I mean, you shouted it on Madball's first release, Ball of Destruction, and you were 12 years then. Was it a coincidence that you chose this to title this album, or something that you wanted to do for a reason?
No, it wasn't. It was no coincidence. You know, we wanted to make a statement, and we've considered using that as a title in the past, and it just wasn't the right, I don't know, maybe it wasn't the right vibe or the right time, but this record, it was pretty much, the minute we brought it up, we were like, that's going to be it, you know, because it's just kind of like, it was that time, it was that time for us to use that title. It's like, it's time to make that statement, even for ourselves, for the genre, for the culture, for ourselves, for the band, you know. It just felt like the right time to use that title, you know?
Yes, right time and right moment and right songs in it. Also, the cover art is recalling for your past. It's featuring the original first Madball logo again. So is this also the idea that it suited perfectly to this album? Or what else you can tell me about?
It just all kind of goes together, you know. You know, we wanted like black and white imagery, like just, you know, kid, you know, putting a tag on the wall, you know, like kind of bring it back to like the streets in a way, you know. But you know, it just kind of it went with the title, with the whole statement, and went, you know, just went with the whole vibe. So it just made sense, and then, you know, bringing back the old logo, I think, was just icing on the cake, as they say, you know?
Yes.
That was kind of like, wicked at that, you know.
Yeah, that's great. And just recently you released the first lyric video, DNA, which is literally connected to certain family members. But why this song? I mean, you chose this song as your first video.
It's a song. That's like a song that a lot of people were liking. And I don't know. It's weird. I wasn't sure which song we were gonna do first, as like a first single or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then the label kind of asked me if what I thought about doing that song as a picture, you know, video, whatever.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, well, maybe we should save it for a real video. And then I thought about it, and I was like, well, at least let's put something out there. I think it's a good first song for people to digest.
Yes.
Off the record, you know, it kind of breaks the ice in a good way.
A good idea. I mean, what's coming up? That's true, because I've been listening to it now several times. I'm coming from a hardcore background, so
nice.
I simply enjoyed each of the songs. Listen, then I'm sorry, we have to go forward because the time is running. The official promo photos were taken by Lamb of God's very own Randy Blythe. How you came up to this cooperation?
That was just completely coincidental.
Okay. At least one coincidence.
You know what? Randy's actually a really good guy, and he's actually always been a supporter of Madball.
Yeah.
He's from Virginia. And anytime we ever play Virginia, he always shows up to the shows, and like he's a very supporter of hardcore in general, and of our band, you know, as we've said it. And we just happened to be at a festival together, when Lamb of God was playing and we were playing, and he was just taking pictures, a lot of pictures that day, and he took a bunch of live ones, which turned out great, and then. Then he said, hey, let's take a couple of just, you know, the band, you know, sort of, and we weren't even sure if we were going to use it as a promo shot or what, but then when I saw the pictures, they looked great, you know, so I said, yeah, these are great pictures, let's use them, you know, and it wasn't even, like, intentional to try to, like, use his name, you know, it was just kind of like, it really just worked, you know, like, we were using the promo shot before we even had the record out, we were using his promo picture, so he's just a really good photographer.
That's great, you know.
Yeah.
And then the album was tracked and engineered by the guitarist of Unearth, Ken Susie, and mixed and mastered by longtime collaborator Zeus. What would you like to tell me about the studio sessions and working with these guys?
Well, Ken did a great job of, like, capturing, like, good sounds, you know. Like, he really helped bring out good tones in all the instruments, you know, which is what he did, you know. He engineered the record and did all the basic tracks. He did a great job. You know, he worked well with all the guys. You know, we know him and we're friends with him, and we've crossed paths with him. We've toured with Unearth, his other, you know, his band.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we're on a friendly level. You know, he's a funny guy, so he gets along with my guys. They all joke around.
Yeah.
So the atmosphere was always a positive, good one, you know.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
That's
the best possible situation.
That's very, very important, because if you don't get along with the people you're working with, that's bad.
That's trouble. I can well understand. Statement... with the album info, I mean, there was written, to me, it was a very significant phrase. Respect the old ways, but it's a new day. True school.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
About this statement, I'm pretty sure that it means a lot to you.
Yeah, it's an important statement, I think, you know.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us personally, but it also, I think, should, you know, hopefully... other people get it as well, you know.
Yeah.
And it's basically just like, you know, the old school is great. We need the old school. That's the foundation.
That's
the history. That's
the
history, you know. But we need the new school as well. You know, we need the next generation that's going to bring it to the next place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to help it grow and bring it forward.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully the old school and the new school can share some of the same ideals and some of the same, hopefully that those kind of ethics have been passed on properly, and to me, forget about old school, forget about new school, the true school is about the people that really, so I'm just saying, it's about people, knowing and knowing the history and respecting it, but also about progress, about being progressive, and it's really for people that are truly invested in the culture, not just that look at it as a fad.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, it's trendy, oh, cool, it's more about, it's for, the true school is for the people that are, like, really, really down,
Yes, yeah, I think I get your point. Great, thank you very much. And going forward, soon we'll start your busy summer festival and show season. With what spirit you are preparing for it?
We're really looking forward to it. We have a couple of shows in America, a couple of festivals, we have one festival in California, and then like a show with Body Count in New York. But then the next shows are festivals in Europe.
That's what I'm really waiting for.
The first show is with Full Force, so that's like, it's great. It's a little bit of pressure, but it's great. We're going to get off the plane and play Full Force. We don't even have a warm-up show.
I know.
But it'll be a good time. We're coming with a very good energy, so it'll be good.
Great. Yeah. And do you have something already to tell me about your upcoming tours? I know that your booking agency is working for them, but do you have already something, ideas when you are going to do the headlining tour here in Europe and, of course, in the States?
Well, in Europe, we have, from July 5th through the 19th, we have a tour.
Yeah.
And summer festivals and summer headlining shows. And then in August, we have some stuff in the States.
Okay.
Some shows with Municipal Waste and then some other ones with, a festival in Canada. We have some random shows. And then we have some stuff in the works for the rest of the year. I think towards the end of the year, we're going to go back in November. We're going to go to Eastern Europe and do another New Breed tour, which is one of the tours that I do out there. And then, we have a bunch of stuff planned. Maybe Southeast Asia in December. And then some stuff is coming for September and November for sure.
Yeah, so you will have a busy year ahead.
It'll be busy. Yeah. It'll be busy. We'll make time for our family, though. But yeah, there's gonna be some activity for sure.
I know. Listen, Freddie, do we have still time? Because I have two questions left.
Yeah, of course.
Great. Yeah. So before our last question, how do you see the hardcore scenes and spirit today? I mean, is the brotherhood still alive without compromises?
I mean, for me, with me, with me and the people and my people for sure, and what I feel when I go to shows, I feel it's very much. I think hardcore is coming back to a good place. It's like anything. It has its downside. High moments and low moments, and it just it is what it is. Life is that way.
All the colors of life.
Humanity's that way, But I think hardcore is coming back to a good place now. I think a lot more bands are unifying again.
Yes.
And I think people are starting to realize the important parts of the culture, and starting to gravitate back to that.
Yes.
And I think it's in a good place. I think globally it's in a really good place,
Great. Finding the way back to true school, as you mentioned.
I think so. I hope so. That's what I see.
Amen to that.
I hope that's the case. I hope I'm not mistaken, That's what I feel,
I know. Listen, Freddie, it has been very nice to talk to you again. And now the last question and the word is yours. What is your message to your fans and to Metal Shock Finland readers and those who will listen to our chat?
My message is to just I basically just want to say, you know, life is short, so don't be closed-minded and take it all in and hardcore lives, man.
Yes, hardcore lives. Great. Sorry, I mispronounced it before.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. So, Freddy, I thank you very much for this chat, and I hope really to see you on the road here in Europe, especially in Italy where I'm living. All the best for this rare release time and for your summer.
Thank you for so much for the support, and we will be in Italy soon, and, you know, we love Italian culture and all that, so we're going to be there. We're going to be there real soon, actually. I think it's
July. We love you.
Thank you very much.
See you soon then. Okay, have a nice day, Freddy.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye-bye.